the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play.
I brought up kindness earlier on. You quite rightly corrected the version of the story that I had in my head, which is kind of sometimes what happens with stories. We have versions of them in our head. I think it is safe to say that in terms of small things like these, kindness is at the heart. It's one of the things at the heart of that novel.
Hello, my name is David Lynch. The art life is a great life. It's coffee and cigarettes, maybe some red wine. It's catching ideas.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get along.
Talk to Lula.
There's no way in hell that you're going to talk to her.
If you even think about seeing Lula, you're dead.
What?
You heard me. And don't you ever call here again.
Sleigh bells ring, I listen. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. A walking in a winter wonderland.
The time now is 9:03. Well, as you probably heard, the world's most prolific romantic novelist, Barbara Carton, died peacefully in her sleep yesterday after a short illness. She was 98. She wrote 723 books, and journalist Ruth Kelly is on the line. Ruth Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, David Hanley. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good. Aside from the number of books, what was her significance?
What do you mean, what was her significance? Is that not significant enough?
I am very sorry I ever met you, and I am sorry that I allowed myself to love you for all those years. I'm sorry I did nothing but be there for you every minute of every day and support you in your every move!
Politicians and councillors and planners need to have the balls to use their CPO orders to deliver master planning.
And get busy.
We're incapable of delivering housing because planning is a mess. Mm. People won't, you know, say, this is what I'm doing and this is how I'm going to deliver.
Was 2-1, and he has come up with one at a moment of massive consequence.
I don't believe there is anything that I love more than watching football. I'm addicted, totally addicted to the game. Sure, I'm stuck on the bloody thing for the last 70-odd years, so I'm afraid I'll keep at it down till I go into the grave.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him to listen for.
sick, but I have to go in today.
Last night you promised you'd never leave me.
But it's just till 5:30. Just until 5:30. Corey, if it's a good marriage, it'll last until 5:30.
Talking about our achievements, that's better. It's better left for you to decide or others to decide. I can only say that I'm proud of the fact that I think we have whatever contribution we've made has increased the legitimacy for independent film and has pushed the envelope and given more opportunities to the filmmakers.
Seven fights, 23 years old, I got my first chance for the title.
Yeah, and I mean, Smokey Joe had a reputation of being some
Smokey,
mean man.
Smokey, yeah. If you hit him, he liked it. If you missed him, he got upset. I didn't know what I was going to do. I surely didn't think I was going to beat Joe Frazier, but I told everybody I was going to do it, so I was going to give it my best.
Some kind of intro.
No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And the love becomes a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire.
No, but
come
I like
on,
it.
Baby, light my fire. Try to put the night on fire.
Did you realize that I'm needed at the hotel?
No, you're not. It's running beautifully without you.
Polly cannot cope!
Well, she can't fall over waiters or get herself jammed under desks or start burglar alarms or lock people in burning rooms or fire extinguishers straight in her own face. But I should think the hotel can do without her sort of coping for a couple of days. What do you think, Basil?
Fitzgerald always felt that there should be people in politics not only who had come up through all the levels, but also other people in politics who had come from different areas. I came from the area of business, from language teaching, from the women's movement, all those areas. He felt very strongly that there should be that mix of people. And I think politics is a poor place if there aren't that mix of people.
Sense tells me that the interviews per se, if they talk about other people, then they fall into the category of what is called hearsay evidence. And hearsay evidence is not sufficient to charge, much less convict, another person. You can, let's say, give an interview and implicate yourself.
Would. You think I'm off to Greece on a grubber granny fortnight? That's right, Melandra, I'm going to Greece for the sex. Sex for breakfast, sex for dinner, sex for tea, and sex for supper.
Sounds like a marvellous diet, love.
It is. Have you never heard of it? It's called the F plan.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want, but you must try. Try and try.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What women are looking for. Pecs and a cute butt.
What, you mean like he has the cutest butt?
Yeah. Where did I hear that recently?
Everywhere. I mean, you can't even turn on the news nowadays without hearing about how some babe thought some guy's butt was cute. Who the first woman to say this was, I don't know, but somehow it caught on.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
So the opportunity of having Thin Lizzy,
yeah,
and then not terribly well-known Irish band called U2, and Paul McGuinness arrived in a limo and Philo in a helicopter, and it was hilarious. And we had 18,000 people, which I thought was absolutely mind-blowing. Of course, if we had 18,000 people now, I'd be very depressed and everybody'd be broke.
Yeah.
When I passed you home, but I asked you for a dance.
Now, as far as we know, it just seems that the DNA comes encoded with this sense that there are bigger worlds.
Yes.
And but anyway, to answer what it feels like for me, it's just more expansive. Like, it'd be harder for me to describe what this reality is so thin, so tawdry. The fact that at night you're gone, you know, you go to sleep, you've left this reality. The fact that if you do enough breathing or holotropic breathwork or take a drug, you've left this world. Like, this world, take 2 pints and you already feel this world sliding away. Like, it's our grip on reality, it's paper thin.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line.
My heart, I believe this is a time of great change on the planet, and I want to be young and energetic and part of that. There's a lot of work to do.
Last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.